Begam. So therefore you have a right to kill the man. And by an Aram Arasa, you're making a pagam, you're breaking up Sulim. That's why we have a right to kill her. Avul Shara Royas Yuchayu, Flor Nofish Pigumayu, but another, a Stamanatious Ish, a married lady. There, if another man attacks her, the actual action is a normal action of Bia living with her. And you're not breaking up Sulim, because she's married already, she lived already. So it's not Nofish Pigumayu, it's not such a big pagam in the body. Emaloi, maybe there we have no right to kill the attacker, maybe. The pasuk says no, even for chai b'krista, still we have a right to kill the man. Because just says the word chet, I would imagine any time there's an avera, even when a kain gadol runs after an amona also, or a kain headed after a grusha. Therefore, kosarachimona, mice, no, only a chai b'misus. Mrs. Bezdin, that's where we have a right to stop the attacker, even to by killing him. Because Rachmana Mois Havamina Chayve Mrs. Bezdin in Chayve Krisis Loy. We would have just said the word Mois Chet Mois Moves. I would have thought only a Misa of a Chayve Mrs. Bezdin. That's a stronger Chet that they deserve a punishment of Mrs. Bezdin. Such a big Chet. There we have a right to stop the attacker, even by killing him. But by Chai V'Krisus, the Aver is not so strong. Maybe there we don't have the right to kill him. Loi, Kosarachimon, Chet. Therefore the Pesach says both, Chet Moses. Teaches by both by Chai V'Krisus and by Chai V'Mises Bezdin, you have a right to kill him. The other last question, V'Liftov, Rachimon, Chet Moses. V'Loi Boi, Nar V'Nara. Let it just say, Chet Moses. And I would know a Nara, I would know Mishkevei Zohar, and I would know a Nara also. What do I need the word, the first diak from Nara for? Like, once I know, it's not only a din in a Nara Maros, it's for any chayve misus. So you see, it's not only because there's a pagam in her body, since so a mishkevei zocher would also have a chiv, it's also a chayve misus bezdin. And I would also know then, a Nara Maros also I would know. So once I have the word chet moves, why do I have to have the first diak from the drasha of Nar and then Nara? Like it's written Nar, and we read it Nara. Samar says true, Enochanam, you true. Once we have the end, the Chet Moves, that I know for any Aroyas of Chai V'Krisus or Chai V'Mises Bezdin, there's Allah, you could save the attacker, you could save him, even by killing him. So Pshita by Mishkevei Zohar, that's also Chai V'Mises Bezdin, and Pshita by Nar Marosa. V'Yela Nar Naro, what do we need these two words? What's the deed, the droshes from the Torah writes Nar, and we read it Naro? I'll tell you like this. Chad lemute oiv de avodah zarah, like our Mishnah says. One is to teach us that if you see a man, if you see another Jew worshipping avodah zarah, and you try and stop him and he doesn't listen, you have no right to kill him. It's only these cases that there's a pagam involved that you have a right to kill him, but not by avodah zarah. For chad in the second drasha lemute behema of a Shabbos, like our Mishnah holds, that if you're running after to live with another behema, or a person is going to be mechallel Shabbos, and we can't stop him, we have no right to kill him. Now the Gemara says, oh, good, that's according to our Mishnah. But the Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Yoma that he holds, Oyved avoydes kechavim, if you see a Jew going to worship an idol, Nitein liatzilo b'nafshoi, he holds you're allowed to kill the Jew. You're supposed to stop him, and if he doesn't listen, you have no other way of stopping him. Before he bows down and worships the avoydes zara, you have a right to kill him. So according to his Shita Lomali, what do I need this deed then of Nara Nara? I wasn't coming you allowed to. So Morissa still good. We still have two things left over. Chad Lamute Behema, that Mishkevei Behema, if a man is running after an animal, for that chet alone, we do not kill the man. And, I mean, we to stop him. And the Chad Lamute Shabbos, that if you see a person be Mechal Shabbos, that's not like I wasn't coming. Kondashim ben Yechoi, you have no right to kill him if that's the only way you can stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, Teisei Shabbos mechilul chilul davaros kachavim. Says the word chilul by avodah zarah, and says the word chilul by chilul Shabbos. So just like according to Shimon ben Yochai, you're allowed to kill the person to stop him from worshipping avodah zarah, I would have thought to say he could stop the man before he's mechal Shabbos. So that's how psukim nara know that you have no right to kill a person to stop him from being mechal Shabbos.
Right, yeah.
Now, Ula Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon. But what are we going to do now according to his Shita, Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon? the Yoma that he holds, Mechalal Es HaShabbos, Nitin Latzilo B'Nafshoi. He holds that if a person is going to be Mechalal Shabbos, and we're trying to stop him, and the only way we can stop him is by killing him, you have a right to kill him. If so, and how does he know this? Tiyasiyo Shabbos Michilul, Chilul D'Avoros Kechovim. It says Chilul by Shabbos, it says Chilul B'Avoros Kechovim. So he learns out Avoros Kechovim, Shabbos from Avoros Kechovim. If so, Meikul Meimor. What do we need the two miyutim for? Nara Nara, there's only one thing to remind, it's only Mishkeve, it's only Mishkeve Behema. So more or less like this. Chad Lamutei, Lamutei Behema. True. One diik is that if he's running after an animal, we do not kill him. The Idoch, Aidi the Kosov Achmona Nar, Kosov Nami Nara. He holds that's not a diik. That's the way the Torah writes sometimes. It says Nara, it says Nara. That's interchangeable. That's not considered a diik. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Af Weimeres Sanicha Loi, Shiloi Yehargenu. Yehuda holds that when a man is attacking a lady, and the lady herself says to the people, do not kill him, leave him alone, we have her, even though she's being forced into it, she doesn't want to do it, she's being forced, just she's afraid of the attacker, so therefore we have no right to kill the attacker. Why? So Mura says, but my community, what is the machlokes over here? Omar Rav, Rav says, in the case where she's an honor, she's being forced into it. There's really, she does not want to have this bia. She does not want her body to be ruined. So she's mocked, but she cares about the pagan that's going to happen. But she only tells us to not kill him. Let him do it. That's the machlokes. Rabbonin, Sav Rabbonin, Tarakam holds, a pigmo kapad rachmono. The main thing is that she's mocked, but she does not want to have this nus. She does not want to have the man live with her. She's makbet upon her body. In such a case, the Torah gives us permission to kill that man. We don't care whether she says stop. We have a right to kill the man in order to stop this pagam, since she also does not want the pagam. For Ray makpedes al pigma here, she does not want this nus. She's forced into it. Just she's afraid of the man, so she's afraid that she'll be killed. She tells us, don't kill him. Be careful. So therefore, we have a right to kill the man still. All right. That's the Rabbanan Svara, that the main thing is totally on the pagam of the Isha. But Rabbi Yehuda, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Yehuda, hide the kam rachmona katle. You know why the Torah says you have a right to kill this man? Mishum de mosra nafshila katla. Because he's giving over himself to be killed. Like he knows that somebody else may kill him. So therefore we have a right to kill him. But ho loy mosra nafshila katla. Or else he knows that by attacking her, she may come to kill him. So, or she may resist and will have to end up killing her. But over here that she says clearly, do not kill him, so the man knows that she's not going to resist. So if so, we have no right to kill him. Rashi says, right, the master Nashkara said, the motle Nashkara Lakotla, Sheyetsinuas, Shemaisra Natsuram, Lomus, Sheyagenu Vlaitival. Like normally the attacker knows that this lady sometimes is going to resist, and she'll say, I don't care, kill me, I'm not going to let you do it. So the man's going to kill her. So like we know the man, the attacker is coming, if it has to be, to kill her. Therefore, v'yomer Torah hatzil domer v'domoy. Therefore, the Torah says, save her life by killing this man. But that's only if we know that she's going to resist, and he'll have to come on to kill her. Then you have a right to kill the attacker. But over here, that she says clearly, do not kill the man, I'm not going to resist. I'm going to let him do it. I don't want him to be killed. I'm afraid. So in such a case, we have no right to kill the man. Like the attacker is not coming to kill her now. Therefore, we have no right to kill him. If you do hide the kamrachmona katla mishum the masa nafshala katla, the attacker is coming to maybe even kill her. So therefore, we have a right to kill him. But her in this case, when she says nothing, do him, don't kill him, she's not going to give herself up. Her lemoska nafshala katla, she's not given a life to be killed. Therefore, we have no right to kill him. Oh, Malega, Papale Abaya, Amon Lekain Godel Nami, Kopogimlo. It's a question, why do we say Amon Lekain Godel? What's the deek of Nar? And not a Chai Vilavin? Why not? You're making a Pagamino. When the Kain Godel is with the Amono, he's making a Rechalola. He's making a Pagamino goof. Says, so why doesn't the Torah give us permission to kill the Kain Godel? Oh, Malay, the answer is, A pig Moraba Kabad Rachmono. A big Pagam stams nus. Of Chayvi Christus, Chayvi Mises Bezdin, they're the Torah's Makvid. But a pigma, zuta, a small pigam in the body, like kapad rachmana. True, when the amana lives with the kohen gadol lives with the amana, he's going to make her into a chalola, but that's only a chayv ilavin, it's only a pigam zuta. That's the chilek, that the Torah did not give us permission to kill him to stop a pigma, a zuta. Now, chet vidashin elu chayv krisis. That not only chayve misas bezdin, but even chayve krisis. Remember, I have a question: is this true? It says a mishnah subis v'yelo nairus sheish lem knas. These are the ladies that if a man lives with and forces her, he has to pay knas. Habo lachoisai. If you force, you live with your sister, even though you chayev chorus, still the mishnah holds you chayev knas. You have to pay the money. Omer rabbon and kaima the Reb Chisda. So it says what habo lachoisai. So it says you have to pay knas. So the question is, if there's a locha of misa that he could be killed, so why does he have to pay money for then? He should become leib the rabbi. Rashi is a bala chayis the claimer. A filo bala chayis even if a man lives with a sister, like Karina bala seal isha. A filo walking Karina bala losnish, you have to pay her the 50 shkolim. Now biafagav the chayv the chorus malifter mitashlumin. Even though you chayv chorus living with your sister, so that tana holds that chayv krisis does not stop you from paying money. But the question is, if you need to liatila benashe, if you're telling me now that somebody has a right to kill the brother before he lives with the sister, amai mishalim, what does he have to pay kenas? Harei misa b'tashlum yeshkan. There's like a misa's bezdin. There's an actual killing. V'yavagav leiktil. Even though he did not kill her, we did not kill him. Still, there's a cloud of kumla with the rabbi. The Mishnah said before. So you're telling me now that by chayv krisis, there's also a parasha of a roidif. You have a right to kill him. So why, when he lives with his own sister, does he have to pay kenas? It should be like he has a chiv misa on him, and it should be potter. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Omer Rabbanan Kaima Rav Chisda, Mishas Haro. We're talking about we only made the Tchilas Bia. Rashi says, Korale Nivula, Biapkima Miksa Shuvay Matil Noisoy. But Nigma Bia Benavshoy, Knosta Mechayev Elam Mishum, Kima Bia. Shumaitzia Bibsulim. Case like this. Mishas Haro De Pogmo Iftalei Mikotla. I'll tell you, when he started to make the roar at the beginning of the bia, that's when there's a law because somebody has a right to kill him. Somebody has a right to stop that haroah. But once he started the bia, he made the begamin already, now nobody has a right to kill him anymore. If so, I'll tell you, m'moina loy mishalim agamar bia. You know when the chi of knas comes from, though? The chi of knas, yad, if you're honest, a girl, is only when you have the gamar bia, when you finish, when you go into it completely. Shumaitzi besulin. Vaigamar bia lavdavka bia sa hamerik shimazriya the krab sumas lavdavka when you let out yizera. It means when you break the besulin. Therefore, it comes out like this. The din of a roidif is you have a right to kill this man to stop him before he goes into her. But once he makes the roh, once the Torah, he goes into a drop, so it's too late already. Now we can't kill him anymore. But at that time, he's not chayiv kenas yet. The chayiv kenas comes when he goes all the way in and breaks the besulin. That's why we do not say come leib the rabbinay. There's two different times here. Therefore, it's good why he has to pay kenas, even though there's a locha that we could have killed him first, but we can only kill him before he starts the action. But once he started, we can't kill him anymore. And at the end of the action, that's when the kenas comes. He's chayiv. And nar also. In the case we're not nar, right? Is the nar the manas or nar, right? Yeah. So mahonich lamandi amarazu mishika. If you learn harua. Just means kissing, you just put your eva near that makam, for that alone yichayev, good. If you learn that haro only starts when you bring your Torah, the tip inside, so that alone could also break the psulim. So if so, it comes with vasachas. At the beginning of the bia, that's when you still have a chiyuv misa on you, that's when you have a chiyuv kenas. So still it's shver, why do you have to pay kenas? We should say you have a chiyuv misa, you're a roidif. Michael Mema. Elom Rav Chisda. Going shabolesh loikadaka. I'll tell you the case here is first you live with Hesha loikadaka. So therefore you did the action and they did not kill you. For chosra bola kadaka. And then you came and lived with a kadaka. That's why you chayiv kenas. In other words, the pagam you made in her already. So once you made the pagam in her, there's no din you can't kill him anymore like you have before. If a pagam happened to her once, the second time we do not kill the raidif. Now the second time he's coming into a kadaka, that's when he's breaking the besulim, for that he's chayiv kenas. So the chayiv misa was before the first biyish like kadaka. The second biyah is no more chayiv misa, therefore he's chayiv kenas. Rabbam Rabbi says to Menichto Shloi Yagenu Reb Yudi. This Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudi. We're talking about what she said, leave him alone, do not kill him. So that's the case where this Roidif, the attacker, has no chiyuv mis upon him, because she said, do not kill him. Therefore, in such a case, the man, since he's a the ma'anis, a nara, he has to pay knas.